Jewish congregations around Connecticut struggled this weekend to absorb the news out of Pittsburgh. Several communities held candlelight vigils to remember those killed in a mass shooting at the Tree of Life Synagogue. Those tending their congregations had to decide, too, how to address the tragedy, particularly how to speak to children. Early Sunday morning, a police car sat outside Temple Emmanuel of Greater New Haven. Diane Orson visited the synagogue and met with Rabbi Michael Farbman, just as parents were bringing their children into Sunday school.
We are a small community that prides itself, like any Jewish community, on keeping our doors wide open and welcoming. A number of years ago, in fact, after Newtown, we have made a decision to keep our doors closed and locked during religious school. As for the question of speaking to children, families, and we have young children, and we have very young children here in the building on a Sunday morning, and every family has their own level of what they talk to their children about and how they talk to their children about. And so every Sunday morning begins with an asifa, with an assembly gathering of children and parents, in which I do a little teaching, a little music, a little teaching through music. I have spent a lot of time yesterday trying to figure out exactly what songs I'm going to bring so that they bring the message of hope, so that we can all learn a little bit about Judaism and our take on life at these difficult moments without necessarily naming the events. I can't imagine that kids in the upper grades will not have heard it. And so if that's the case, then for those conversations, I and our head of school will be available to go in and to help our teachers navigate those conversations should they emerge.
If and when those older children raise these concerns about safety and particularly concern over anti-Semitic incidents, which we know have risen in the past year, how do you talk to those kids about those types of questions?
It's a conversation that all of us wish we never had to have with our children, whether it is at home or in a communal setting. It's a conversation we wish we never had to have with our adults in a communal setting. My kids are in high school, and both in middle school and in high school over the last 2 years, they come home regularly having practiced lockdown drills and what to do in case there is an active intruder. These things, unfortunately, are very much part and parcel of what our children growing up experiencing. And so the conversation is both about acknowledging the scary part of the world, acknowledging perhaps for many of these, not just kids, for many of these adults, for the first time, acknowledging the fact that anti-Semitism is alive and well. I sadly have a lot of experience. I grew up in the former Soviet Union. I grew up in Belarus. I've had firsthand experiences of anti-Semitism my entire childhood and teen life and the early adult life as well. So I'm not naive. I have been incredibly blessed knowing that this sort of thing doesn't happen every day in the United States. I can walk around in comfortably and easily wearing my kippah in public spaces, as do other Jews, and not have to think about the fact that this is somehow not safe. I have lived in and worked in Europe where this is not necessarily to be taken for granted. Having said that, I'm also very much aware of the fact that before this, the deadliest shooting of that nature in American Jewish community ever. Having said that, I'm still very much shocked and affected by the fact that that a person walked into a church, sat down at a Bible study, and then stood up and executed the priest and parishioners. These kind of things, when we think about our security, of course, this is a very different hatred that may be driving those kind of acts. But hatred is hatred, and so the only thing I know to do as a Jew is twofold. On the one hand, we try to review how we can keep ourselves safe. At the same time, we go to the heart of what we do and what we believe. We try to work on making ourselves a better people, making our world a better place. We engage with our sacred tradition, we learn, we teach, we study our texts, we celebrate our rituals, and we go and we look after the world and after people who need our help.
Let peace and friendship be our shelter from my storm. Let there be love and understanding among us. Let peace and friendship be our shelter from my storm. Ashkide. Yeah.